the boy's father's sister would be
an aunt.
Okay. And her husband would be
an uncle.
Okay. Are there any the opposite of a man is
a woman.
Did you have any terms for a woman teacher? Did they have any, what they would call her besides that? That you could think of?
I didn't think of any.
Okay. Now, something that's getting back to the idea of getting married, the person who stands up for you
is the best man,
uh-huh.
or the maid of honor.
Any other term for the maid of honor? Or she has other people?
Attendants.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard, bridesmaids, huh?
Bridesmaids.
Another thing. Do you have any, are there any relatives that we haven't mentioned in the interview so far? We've been over quite a few.
I guess that I don't think of.
Okay.
What do you got? Well, yes.
maybe you could tell me.
We're going. We're getting down to our own family now. You know, that's gone out and gotten married, and we've got three grandchildren.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Two grandsons and a granddaughter.
There they are right there.
And there they are right there.
Very handsome. Okay, let me just follow down a few things here that I might have missed. Where your mother was born?
In Iowa.
And her education level?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. At least the eighth grade, and I don't know if high school or not. I think her sister was a high school graduate, and I don't know that I really know. I'd say eighth grade at least, and maybe high school, probably high school, but I can't be real sure at this point.
Uh-huh. And any social contacts for all of these people? Any organizations around here that you've all belonged to? Or besides, you mentioned the church.
Mm-hmm. At one time there used to be ministers that would go around the country, and we'd just meet at a schoolhouse like on Sunday afternoon for church, my earliest recollection. And then as transportation and things progressed, why, I guess we thought we were more sophisticated and went to the Cheyenne to churches.
Uh-huh.
And
but are there social organizations besides that, or clubs?
Well, they mostly through the Extension Service, I guess,
uh-huh.
And the Farm Bureau. The ladies used to have their Extension Club, and they still have it. I know my mother was quite active in those days. And Farm Bureau is an organization that was rather active. I don't know if we don't go anymore. I don't know if they still have their meetings or not. You know, you get retired and seems like your interests change. And,
yeah.
And we still live here, and I help my nephews, which lease the land from us anymore. I help them in the summertime to hay.
Uh-huh.
And
one thing I haven't talked to you about much is ethnic ancestry. Where did your people originally come from?